result and challenge up even more, I'm sure.
So you're bracing for a team that's very much fired up and looking to bounce back?
Yeah, absolutely. They've come off a loss, as I said, that they won't be too happy with, and they'll be looking to return fire very quickly, I'm sure.
Are they vulnerable at all? I mean, they're a little bit unsettled. Four changes and obviously coming out of Tassie this week.
Yeah, look, they're on top of the ladder and they're well drilled, well coached. You know, we've got five players who've played less than 15 games, and that's really good for us. They go over and they're going to get an education on what really high-end AFL football looks like, so that's good for us.
Have there been any overreaction to that AFL situation with Ross obviously talking about
the last department? Look, I haven't actually heard anything about that, so I'll probably be hard for me to comment on it.
How important is he to stop that?
Nate Fife's one of the best players in the AFL, but the Fremantle Football Club are about team, and they've got a lot of very good footballers that play good football that we need to look out for.
Tell us about the debutant, Brad Walsh.
Brad is a West Australian boy, strong body, inside mid, really good character, and we're looking forward to seeing him tomorrow night.
With Fife, do you take anything out of the way we're going for able to curtail a little bit last week, that sort of swarming mentality?
Yeah, well, look, we look at a lot of things that have occurred over the last few weeks with Freo, and we're looking to nullify their stoppage power as best we can. Yeah, he'd be the first one to say that his last couple of weeks haven't been as good as they probably could be, so he's working at getting that form back.
Is there a reason for that?
No, look, good players going in and out of form at times, and we feel he's not far away from playing some good footy.
Is Michael Jamieson fit to make the trip?
Yeah, Jamo is fit and he'll play.
Do you feel like you just haven't been able to take a trick at times this year? I mean, just as you start to get a little bit of momentum now, you lose Bryce. It's sort of one thing after the next at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, look, the challenges have been strong for us. As you said, we've lost a number of players at a number of different times, and over the last 6 weeks, they keep compounding. But they're just the challenges. We get to play some young players. We get to give them experience. The Carlton Football Club gets to see, the members get to see what our future looks like in some ways.
You've talked a lot about getting that effort back, and it's probably natural for teams to have a little bit of a bounce when a new coach comes in. Is this a bit of a litmus test now in terms of just trying to maintain that effort now that, I guess, the honeymoon period is over to an extent?
Yeah, look, the big challenge for us is to maintain those levels of effort and competitiveness, and with such a young team, the challenge becomes even greater. I've talked about the balance of senior players and younger players, and as you know, we've got a lot of inexperienced players, so that challenge becomes greater, but we're looking forward to seeing how they stand up with it.
Dale Thomas said yesterday he believes it'd be hard to overlook the permanent job if you had a few more wins. How good is it to feel to get that sort of endorsement from a senior player?
At the moment, I'm really working hard to try and keep us playing as good a football as we can, and it's good that there's players that feel like I'm having some impact, but at the end of the day, I've got a lot of work ahead of me.
How important is composure over to play in the West last week?
Yeah, look, our skills over the last couple of weeks haven't been great. Our ability to execute, our decision making needs to grow. We know that, and we keep working on that, and we'll continue to do so.
What do you hope for this year this week?
We just want strong effort, and we want them to play in a manner that befits what the Carlton Football Club expects.
You had that solid chance with
last week. What's the impact of that? We talked to all the players about what's expected of them, what Carlton football looks like, and he's no different.
Is he invested in money?
Look, I think Christian's very invested in the football club. He's had a couple of weeks where he hasn't been as good as he'd like to be, and he'd be the first to admit that. And he's keen to get back to some good form.
Last one, and I think they want to get shots. Yeah, good. Beautiful. Thank you. Sorry, I'm just aware that you want to get a shot over there.